Right out the gate, forgive the quick rant. This is just going to be unpolished, basically me speaking my mind because I kind of have to at this point. Because right before I went to bed last night, and then again when I woke up this morning, I'd received more than one email that was a little disconcerting to me. So I'll just go ahead and say it right out the gate. Please do not try to get anyone, including Flint Dibble, fired using my videos, okay? Please don't send them to his employer. And this isn't some tongue-in-cheek thing. I can mean it. Please, out of respect for me, even if you think that what I'm asking you to do is absurd, out of respect for me, please do not use my content to try to ruin this man's personal life. It's one thing to say, I don't think he belongs on the Joe Rogan Experience debating these things in a public sphere, and another thing altogether to say, he's not a good teacher. Okay, there's a huge difference between him misrepresenting facts to the public on Graham Hancock and him in a classroom talking to his students and making sure they walk out of there with a proper understanding of his field of specialty. So please, 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 please don't be sending horrible things to anyone trying to get anybody fired for this stuff. This is. It should go without saying, but there's a pretty firm line between, like, personal life and employment, okay? So, like, to draw an example, if I'm in a McDonald's employee and I go home and I cook medium rare burgers with hamburger and I get myself salmonella from it and give my whole family salmonella from it, that doesn't mean that I don't know how to cook a hamburger when I go to McDonald's, that they have a standard way of doing it. And if I do it that way at work, that's the way I do it at work. When I go home, I'm free to eat raw hamburger if I want, okay? I don't know, that's a little bit of a stretch for an example, but I think you get what I'm saying here. Flint has every right to go on to the JRE and make a complete ass out of himself and not have that affect his ability to go to work and to teach students to know the difference between bones and shit, right? So please, 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 please. Out of respect for me, out of respect for Flint, out of respect for yourself, you are better than this. There is no effing reason for you to do this. It's not going to fix anything, and all it does is make everybody involved look shitty. Okay, so please, this is a very serious problem. It's one of the reasons that I have a problem with these people is that they take this whole debate and bring it into the personal sphere. When they accuse Graham Hancock and people like myself or Jimmy or whoever of tacitly spreading racism and all of that crap, they're doing the same kind of thing. They're trying to ruin lives instead of just keeping it in the arena where it belongs. And now you might say, well, this is a good thing to do in response then. This, no, 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 no. This is big rocks. Like Jimmy said, we're not talking about abortion here. We're just talking about big rocks. So, no, there's no reason to go like for blood and destroying people. There's every reason to be passionate about it. There's every reason to like make great ammunition and just, I've been firing some pretty big rounds into this community lately as far as this stuff goes, right? But I'm not aiming them at Flint's freaking wallet. I'm not trying to make it where he can't feed his family. I'm not trying to make it where when he goes to work that the students in there and stuff are like, oh man, we can't trust this guy because of what he said on the Joe Rogan Experience. He wasn't trying to teach anybody on the JRE. He was trying to win a debate. It has fuck all to do with his ability to sit down and explain to his student the difference between this bone and that bone and stratification and all that bullshit that we know that archaeologists do. Okay, so please, for the 10,000th time, don't do it. And if you just don't. And for those of you who email me telling me that, oh man, this was some great thing, I'm not trying to just like blast you for this. Just stop and think about it for a second, man. This is. You're getting overzealous with it, and it's not going to do any good. All it did was make me have to make a crappy video, because I'm sorry for putting this on YouTube. It's my biggest platform, so if I just go stuff it in some corner somewhere, it's not going to actually fix anything. So here we are. Anyway, forgive the unedited rant. Thank you very much, and we will see you next time with a real video that please don't send other people's employment agencies. Jesus.